Hello, I'm here today to talk to you about the history of graffiti and how it's become a global phenomenon. Whilst I'm sure many of you consider graffiti unique to modern-day society, it may surprise you to know that it actually dates back millennia. Okay, so first I'll begin by telling you a bit about its origins. As I've touched on previously, some of the first examples of wall art appeared in caves in prehistoric times. Later, Romans and Greeks wrote poems and other writing and symbols on the walls of buildings to express emotions or political views, and it can be argued that this is still the same today. Right, now, moving to modern graffiti. As I said, street artists, as they are sometimes called, still use walls to spread their thoughts and ideas. The act, which is often carried out on our streets illegally, is typically undertaken when the streets are deserted and in darkness. However, there are subtle differences between the messages of the past and present, which we'll consider next. Of course, there have been significant changes in the materials and tools available to the artist. There weren't, for example, cans of spray paint available in Roman times. As a result, graffiti today must be carefully considered and completed rapidly. Designs and artwork, which can be both detailed and vibrant, are becoming extremely commercial. These days, we find pieces being sold in galleries worldwide for increasingly large amounts. Indeed, many cities regularly hold street art parties and even festivals, where famous artists are invited to design and paint huge murals. Moving on to the effects of an increase in world trade, the advent of the internet means messages are spread at the touch of a button. New art, appearing for example in the UK, can be seen within seconds anywhere in the world, wherever there is either an internet connection or mobile coverage. Finally, I'd like to talk about the controversy surrounding modern-day graffiti. Is it art or vandalism, and who decides? What one person sees as an ugly, offensive, and disrespectful act of vandalism, carried out by an empty-headed criminal who has no thought for others, is a beautiful work of art in the eyes of another, worthy of becoming a tourist attraction or being sold in a gallery. Okay, so we've covered the main areas I wanted to discuss. Are there any questions?